Passage 197. If you believe the past is gone, and there is nothing you can do about that, and the future hasn't arrived, and there is nothing you can do about that either, so you only have the present, you are quietly destroying yourself with unknowing. Only a recognizable eternal activity or signature can save you or revive you and help everything, bring everything together for this occasion of knowing yourself. For in the future, after death, you will change and be unrecognizable unless you maintain an identifiable signature of yourself from the past and continue that into the future.
Gets that?
Yes.
No questions, right?
No questions on that.
198. Your life today is about declaring yourself. Do not lose yourself in oneness or in false or undesirable identities, nor in roles or disguises you put on, hoping to discover yourself. With these understandings, we can return to Einstein's declaration that since you only know things relative to yourself, if you don't know yourself, you can't know anything. And correctly state that since you only know the true essence of things relative to your eternal identity, if you cannot or will not properly identify yourself and provide an eternal signature or identity, you cannot really know anything that is lasting, meaningful, or worthwhile continuing, yourself included.
Yeah.
199. All things in the universe are emergent. In this, what is emergent? And its properties do not exist in its oneness, in its constituents. Therefore, if you don't create and live an eternal abiding self-enterprise today, you cannot rely on recognizing your emergent self in the future.
So that's what we were talking about last night.
Yeah.
We've got to create that pattern in order for you to have it so ingrained in you that it's just natural and it's your signature when you come into the next lifetime.
And an enterprise is something that I could finish in this lifetime?
It's could not.
An enterprise?
Emprise.
No, I'm asking about an enterprise.
An enterprise is something that you can do.
It's just something that you can do. Yeah. Wash the dishes is an enterprise.
Okay.
Continuing is not enough. You want to know and experience yourself continuing from today and have assurances of knowing and experiencing your continuing in the future as well. I think that's a really important point. Roger asked me that years ago. It's not enough. He asked me whether it was enough to know that I would continue.
And you said no?
And I said no. And we got through to it all to say, I want to know that I'm continuing right now. It's not something that I have faith in the future. I want to have the experience of continuing right now, not have to wait for it. I think that's what this is talking about here.
But what is continuing? But what is continuing?
And how does that feel right now?
I don't know, you better read on, see if it says anything.
Okay. 201. If we can personify water for a moment, consider that if water, which is an emergent of the constituents of hydrogen and oxygen, were to look back at itself, it would only recognize itself as hydrogen and oxygen transfigured into water, and would not recognize itself prior, its prior self as hydrogen and oxygen. In the same way, you only recognize yourself from your latest experience.
Appearance.
Thank you. Appearance, and do not recognize the constituents, selves, of which you are an emergent.
So you don't recognize all the past chapters. It's just the ongoing, the recurrent.
I will only recognize the emergent, not the constituents.
Right.
Right.
202. Though water is an emergent of the constituents of hydrogen and oxygen, these constituents and the nature of these constituents cannot be found in water itself. However, on very close inspection, these constituents can be identified, and it seems that though hydrogen and oxygen are emergently transfigured to water, there is an identity that continues, and the same is true of you. Can you speak up?
What constituents would those be that can be identified in water?
Can you come in here?
Yeah, that's not what it said.
What did it say? The constituents identified in water, what did it say?
It said, however, on very close examination, these constituents can be identified.
Yeah.
So it seems...
These constituents that are in water?
Yeah, hydrogen and oxygen.
Yeah, in water, hydrogen and oxygen.
So it's only hydrogen and oxygen are the two constituents.
Of water.
That it's speaking about, but there are other.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Are there other, I thought it was referring to other constituents.
Well, you have to bring them together in the right way, in the right manner, at the right temperature, at the right environment, and all that kind of stuff. But what it's talking about here is basically the hydrogen and the oxygen. Those okay. constituents can be identified.
I get it. Okay. Thank you.
So does that mean that then in the emergent in my life today, if I were to look at it closely, I could see the constituents?
Yeah, you could see a past chapter. What many people call their past life or something like that, but a past chapter of you.
Okay. The thread of commonality that we spoke of in earlier times.
Right.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Number 203. To recognize yourself today and experience continuing, you must declare and live and pass on through memory, not memories, a clearly recognizable signature of yourself or a portrait and pattern that clearly identifies your continuing. Otherwise, following the distorted beliefs and ways of language, continuing will be unknown to you. Okay. 204. Just as the DNA of your body creates an accurate portrait of its ancestors and clearly identifies you today and in the future and cannot long endure without this identity, neither can you. Despite what you may believe and language seems to declare and portray, the universe is a devoted, intimate partner that fully supports you, always reacting as you command through actions, and never denies or interferes with you. Yet you treat the universe as an adversary that limits and restricts you, and frequently tests and attacks you, and withholds from you. Why do you suppose you do that? With no intimate relationship, can long survive in such an atmosphere. It seems you are unaware that, despite this abuse from you, the universe works hard to provide a firm, steady environment, reliable environment, which you can become alive as you truly desire.
She can be.
Well, I can tell you that the statement in the first paragraph of that bold, large bold.
The intimate partner?
Despite what you may believe.
Yep.
I'm familiar with that.
I know. Grab my attention, too.
Where passage is that?
It's the in this
patch
below 204, the smaller type.
There
is a larger type, despite. I know that experience of knowing as something that challenges limits me. Is that not as I am to myself, I am to the universe, and it is to me? Son of a gun. Faithfully feeds it back.
Yeah, because it only reacts to your actions.
Yeah. No. Amazing. 205. If you are unwilling to devote yourself and life to creating and living a signature self and life, or emprise, that truly identifies you, that you would be you would gladly be and live eternally, then, since continuing awareness does not seem important or meaningful for you, you might as well live now as you are and forget about continuing, for you are not creating an identifiable future for yourself anyway. They're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. 206. Do you really believe that in living as you are today, or by seeking to discover yourself, you will find and enliven an eternal self in life you truly desire for all time? I think most of us have been.
Why is that a question? That shouldn't be a question. You will find and enliven an eternal
self. We can't hear the question.
She's just.
At least I can't.
It is, because it starts with you really believe.
Oh.
Resolved, Roger.
I don't hear the question.
No, she wondered about the question mark at the end of that passage, and it belongs there. 207. Now that you know what is vital and truly meaningful for you, give emergent life a try. Declare what you're willing to be and live eternally and devote yourself wholly to that. And try that on for size. See if that feels right for you. If so, that may be your personal signature that identifies you eternally. Actually, like a little orphan Annie decoder ring, your signature will enable you to realize yourself and make sense of the world around you. Was it little elf and Andy?
It was.
208. Find or declare and faithfully live your eternal activity or emprise or jest, and the world before your eyes will change immediately, and so will you. For all things are distinguished by a boundary, by a membrane or body, and regardless of what you have been told, you today are not an embodied spirit of an unknown, unknowable essence. Your parents made it possible for you to embody and know yourself as a personal being. Are you now ready to share yourself and embody as a self-chosen, particular, personal, eternal, abiding being? Ah. 209. The membrane of a cell distinguishes and acknowledges the cell to your world, in that everything within the membrane is the cell you can distinguish, and everything outside the membrane is everything else, which is the environment within which the cell exists. Since this is true, and your body is made up of cells, doesn't this seem to indicate that everything inside your body is you, and everything outside your body is everything else, which is the environment within which you and your body exist?
I think we should pause on that one for a bit.
Okay, we'll pause for the people to get settled.
Your translator.
Good luck. I'm going to put out a second chair just to make sure everybody gets settled quickly.
It might be a work day for her.
Well, with the doctor, it's never not a work day. It's a patient call.
Today's our short day.
I know how the dog feels.
Yeah?
I have an itchy back. All the time.
Yeah?
I don't usually try to roll around on the ground to see if it'll... Gotcha.
Sorry.
Crisp. Awesome.
Seriously, man. I don't know if it's a genius trick or what.
I'm going to put that frankincense on while we're having all that.
Okay. My charger?
My job.
My charger from the phone, do you know where it is? It's plugged into the little power body thing.
What should be up there?
Who called?
Give me misty sauce out of the earth.
Hawaii Radiology.
It's what?
Hawaii Radiology for an appointment. What are you doing?
Hi, saying hello? Are you saying hello?
Don't anybody feed my dog today, period. Nobody feeds my dog.
Okay, got it.
That bone overdid it, huh? She was sick. Yeah. Too much.
Oh, did she get a bone?
I gave him a big lamb bone.
Yeah, and I thought it would be okay with her, but you know what?
Hey, baby.
She didn't like lamb?
That bone was this big. She had it that big.
Oh, my God. Okay.
She ate all of that.
She had diarrhea.
What appointment do we have with them?
She's not still on it.
Ultrasound, your bladder.
She has nothing in her stomach, but she's puking bile fluid.
She can handle it. It's a dog deal.
Nothing. She gets
it. She'll get it. She'll get it.
That it?
Well, everybody's leaving.
Just getting reorganized.
No. Oh, 11:30.
Uh-oh. A temporary disruption.
I didn't know you were into body art.
Woo! Well. Yeah, I thought about that.